a few seconds. Now is your last time. Donate 608-256-2001. We would love to hear you, love to have your support. And with that, we're going to kick it off to Labor Radio on WORT 89.9 FM Madison.
Does your employer offer to match donations to nonprofit organizations? If so, before your next donation to WORT, please obtain a matching gift form from your employer and include it with your donation. As a 501c3 organization, WORT qualifies for matching gifts from employers. WORT Community Radio thanks its listener sponsors and their employers who match their gifts. Il n'est pas une boîte qu'il ne fréquentait.
Welcome to Madison Labor Radio. Labor Radio is dedicated to bringing news, information, and cultural events focused on working people and the labor movement to the Madison area and surrounding communities. I'm William Rogeberg, a member of Ask Me. Welcome to our winter pledge drive. We need to hear from you. Call 608-256-2001, extension 1. Your support is necessary to make Labor Radio and all the great programming on WORT possible.
Hi, I'm Susie Tatone, president of the Free Congregation of Sauk County. Today, we have a report on the rally for abortion rights, discuss the upcoming state budget, explore efforts to make up money lost with the federal funding cuts, and much more.
But who defend the workers who cannot organize? And the bosses send their lackeys out.
But first, we're going to talk to you all about pledging your support to this particular radio station and this particular program. We have almost half an hour now until you've run out of time to pledge to Labor Radio during this pledge drive. This is our last time on the air during this drive, and we do need to hear from seven of you between now and the top of the hour. The phone number is 608-256-2001. You can also pledge safely and securely on the intertubes at wrtfm.org. Now is the time to support Labor Radio. I think now more than ever, given the current state of chaos going on in our country. So if you, you know, are looking for a voice for workers, this is it. 608-256-2001.
And that was Joanne, our fabulous engineer. I'm Keith. I am a retired letter carrier, a member of the National Association of Letter Carriers. And in response to your generous donations, there are thank you gifts, but I want to tell you that a couple of them are no longer available. The orange Ribnet WORT winter hat is no longer available.
Still available in black, by the way.
Just black.
Black is beautiful.
And the House of Marley headphones are no longer available because so many people have,
as well.
So many people have donated and like those things that they are all gone.
But a main thing, of course, that you're pledging for is the programming, all the news and public affairs programming on WRT, all of the music of so many different varieties and genres, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week here on WORT. It is your community sponsored radio station. That means you, the community. We rely on you for the your support to keep us on the air, to pay for all of that it costs to keep this station running.
You are the answer that you've been looking for in response to Elon Musk and what the ravages have been going on in the federal government. It's you. It's us together. This is your community radio station.
And our phone answerers today are Michelle and Marina, and Tina is our receptionist, who will pass you off to them. We have some people to thank right away.
Hey.
Thanks, people.
Amy. Amy has become a monthly sustainer, and because she's a new monthly sustainer, we have a matching grant for that. She wants to say much love to the crew of Labor Radio and in honor of the great memories of Ellen and Frank.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
Those are our founders, yes. Our great founders who passed away in the last few years, and we miss them dearly.
And Dolores has given a generous pledge.
Thank you, Dolores.
She does not want a thank you gift.
Thank you.
Keith Steffen, who's sitting right here at the console, has also given a generous donation, and we really he also does not want a thank you gift. I don't know why.
Thank you, Keith.
You're welcome.
So if you could become a new monthly sustainer, we call them evergreen donors, for as little as $5 a month, you would qualify for this matching grant, and that matching grant is 12 times 5. That's $60.
Very good.
And that will give you an opportunity to go for some of those great thank you gifts that we have.
Our phone answerers will be happy to talk you through all of those. Michelle and Marina out there waiting for your call at 608-256-2001. And, of course, you can find all the information about the available fabulous prizes, I like to call them, available at on our website, wrtfm.org. Go on there and click on the big donate button and go ahead and give money to this radio station. We have a bunch of news to get to, so I think we're going to get to that.
Okay.
But 608-256-2001. Marina and Michelle are waiting for your call.
Hundreds gathered at the Capitol on Monday demanding abortion rights and support for healthcare workers. Greg Jaboski reports.
Ignore the 50 years since the courtroom Roe v. Wade. Our right to modern healthcare must not be stripped away. Not one step back, no way. No more dying in back.
Last Tuesday, March 4th, hundreds of supporters crammed the steps at the state capitol in Madison to listen to speakers and march on legislators in a rally sponsored and organized by Women's March and SEIU Wisconsin, the Service Employees International Union. Following music from local protest mainstay The Raging Grannies, Northeast Wisconsin area OBGYN Dr. Kristen Lyerly addressed the crowd.
We're standing here in the rain because we believe in reproductive freedom, and we believe in each other, and I am just so proud and so honored to be here with you today.
Lyerly talked about what she has to face practicing medicine under abortion restrictions.
When I have to diagnose a miscarriage or tell someone that they're struggling with infertility and this isn't looking good, or cancer, we do that too. Those are the hard things, but we know how to do that because we're trained to do that. You know what we're not trained to do? Deal with political interference in your personal medical condition.
At many points in the rally, speakers called for support for Susan Crawford, a Wisconsin AFL-CIO endorsed candidate running for state Supreme Court on the April 1st ballot. Here's Amanda Husk, a postpartum nurse at Meritor Hospital in Madison and member of SEIU Wisconsin.
Today we're here to rally support for Susan Crawford in the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Why is this election so crucial? Because our reproductive rights are on the line, and we need leaders who will fight to uphold them.
Huss described how her professional experience shaped her support for a woman's right to an abortion.
I've been asked whether my work as a postpartum nurse means that I'm against abortion rights. On the contrary, my work has taught me just how crucial access to abortion is. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy to term that they're uncertain about, and no one should have to risk their life by being denied essential health care.
Yes! Yeah!
I spent 3 years caring for mothers, families, and their newborns in one of the most intimate times in their lives. This experience has shaped my perspective on the critical need for accessible reproductive health care, including abortion services.
Amanda Klinge, a nurse at UW Health and member of SEIU Wisconsin, stressed that abortion is a right for all women.
I am friends with women who faced heartbreaking decisions, women who planned for their babies, had their nurseries decorated, only to learn devastating news at the 20-week scan. These are not easy decisions, but they are necessary ones. It is not for politicians or anyone without a uterus to decide what is best for these families. I have 19 friends who have all had abortions for valid reasons, and I'll say this again, every reason is valid.
After the introduction of a number of speakers, including elected officials and representatives of Women's March, and after a number of calls to support labor-endorsed candidate Susan Crawford in the April 1st Supreme Court race, the crowd was encouraged to fill up Post-it notes in support of reproductive rights, notes which would later be posted near the entrance of the state Supreme Court. The crowd then moved into the Capitol building, filling the halls and the rotunda with chants and song. For Labor Radio, I'm Greg Jaboski.
State Democratic representatives are currently touring the state, hosting budget listening sessions from now until late spring. These events provide citizens with an opportunity to learn about Governor Evers' proposed budget and ask questions regarding its impact on working people and their families, as well as its chances of passing through the Republican-controlled legislature. Bryant Navinska-Lois has more on the story.
Last Friday, Representatives Kelda Royce and Renuka Mayadev took the front of a room inside the Neighborhood House in Madison for one of many budget listening sessions they'll be hosting across the state. These gatherings, set to continue through late spring, are your chance to dive deep into Governor Evers' budget proposal and uncover what it truly means for Wisconsin's future. Royce set the tone with a reality check of the politics inside the state capitol.
I think this is where we have to get like very clear-eyed about the politics in the Capitol. Republicans on the Finance Committee have already said they will offer $0 for childcare. They're going to take everything that the governor did and put it in the trash and start from nothing, which means there wouldn't be state funding for food pantries. Not an increase for schools, not an increase for UW. Maybe if they did something for schools, it would be 1/5 of what the governor requested, right? Or maybe it wouldn't even be that. And I think the problem is Republicans lost a bunch of seats in November, so they went from having these big majority caucuses, which allowed them to let their members off the hook and, you know, still be able to pass the budget. They don't have that luxury anymore. In the Senate, they have 18 members and you need 17 to pass a bill. And there are at least three members that want to vote no on everything. So right there, the Republicans are starting out with basically, at best, you know, 15 votes. And they're not going to get any Democratic votes because the stuff they're going to put in the budget is going to be impossible for Democrats to vote for, right? Big, big, major cuts to critical programs like healthcare, probably cuts to local government, probably cuts to UW. So, and even if they did try to get Democrat votes, they'd be losing more Republicans. So they have kind of a math problem. And so that's why a lot of us believe that it's likely they won't pass a budget.
In the shadow of cuts imposed by the Trump administration and billionaire Elon Musk, concerns are mounting. With a staggering 15% of Wisconsin workers relying on federal funding, the question looms large. Will this budget brace for the potential loss of that vital support? Representative Royce addressed this pressing concern, shedding light on the uncertainties that lie ahead.
We don't know what's going to happen, but I do think that they're going to have a very, very difficult time passing the kind of huge cuts that they want to. Clearly, the money that's already been appropriated, there are many lawsuits wending their way through the courts, and they're not going to be able to just stop the money, which is not to say that there's not real harm. I mean, I think a big part of our job is to shine the spotlight on who's being harmed and how.
The session wrapped up with a call to action.
I think it's really important for the public to be heard in the budget process. It's very helpful for us to be able to say, listen, 80% of the people who wrote in said they want more funding for public schools. When the Republicans are saying, well, what we really need is more tax breaks for the most profitable international corporations.
Now is the time to make your voice heard. Contact your representatives and share your thoughts on what you'd like to see in the budget. Your input matters. Reporting for WORT Labor Radio, this was Bryant Navinska-Lois.
Hey,
thank you to all our donors. And
I believe we have someone else to thank.
Yeah.
And the bell announced it.
Dave Polkinkowski, you're back again. My God, that man
thank you,
never
David.
Quits. Thank you so much, David, for your generous donation. His three favorite shows are Labor Radio,
woohoo,
Labor all Radio the news, and, Labor, oh. and all the music. And thank you so much, Dave. We also want to mention that the Cardinal Bar has donated food for our volunteers here tonight. Thank you very much, Cardinal Bar.
We have someone else to thank as well.
Online?
On the online.
Woohoo! Yes.
Who would that be?
A brand new donor. Goes by yeah. D.
Oh,
has given us a
thank
D
you,
from
D.
McFarland gave us a generous
wow.
pledge.
Thank you, D.
Thank you very much. They like Query and This Way Out and Labor Radio and the Perpetual Notion Machine.
Wow.
All among our news and public affairs programming so here on WORT.
That qualifies all right. for our matching grant. This
they also picked up the new WORT patch as a thank
nice.
You. Oh, I love that so, patch.
Thank you, D.
Thank you, D. Way to go. All right.
Thanks.
And then we need more D's out there. Many
well,
more
and,
D's.
And you know, there's a beautiful T-shirt.
More D's and
a
more Doris's and more Keith's and more David's and more. Who's the other one? We have one other pledger.
We have long sleeve T-shirts available by artist Dan Slick. Thank you very much, Dan. And this is manufactured by a company whose parent company is an accredited participating member of the Fair Labor Association.
That's right. And it says that they're slick T-shirts, but it doesn't mean that like they're oily or anything. They're designed by Dan Slick. So.
Yeah, a local artist.
A local artist.
Local
so you can get that as a thank you gift. Several other things available at different pledge levels. Remind people that you can make a pledge without giving us the money right away if you're waiting for that next paycheck
right.
to come in or some such a thing.
I would love to hear some pledges from some labor unions, not just individuals, but the actual unions on behalf of their members. That would be great.
That would be great, too. Well, we'll take pledges from members as well.
Sure.
So you can get... at the $30 level, you get an I Miss Nixon bumper sticker. At the $35 letter, you get the level, you get the new wart patch. And at the $40 level, a subscription to Progressive Magazine.
And all the levels, you get good programming on Labor Radio. So that's what we really encourage you to think about.
We'd like you to join the people who have already called and already gone online to pledge. You can join them by going to 608-256-2001. And making a generous pledge that way. Marina and Michelle are eagerly awaiting your phone call. And then, of course, you could also go online, like Dee just did, at wrtfm.org. Click on the donate button and go ahead and give money to
and you
us
get,
here.
And you
become
get
a listener
karma.
Sponsor,
good
a listener
karma.
Sponsor to Community Radio. And also, yes, Karma available as a pledge premium at every level. So 608-256-2001. Is the number, or wrtfm.org. We're going to return to the news. Well, you go to your phones and computers and computer phones and, I don't know, Blackberries. How do people connect to things these days? I don't know. Whatever.
Chips in their brain.
Yes, the chips in your brain, and make a generous pledge to WORT.
We thank you.
Some Wisconsin elected officials and union members want the state to be ready to fill federal funding gaps. Greg Jaboski reports.
Yesterday, March 6th, 23 states' attorneys general, including Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, were granted a preliminary injunction for now stopping Trump administration orders that freeze funding for federal agency grants, loans, and financial assistance programs. The injunction was issued by Judge John J. McConnell of the U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island. However, the status of federal funding throughout the United States is still up in the air, with the ongoing decrees of President Trump and the world's richest man, Elon Musk, acting through the non-chartered so-called Department of Government Efficiency. So, in Wisconsin, some Democratic Party legislators are proposing the Frozen Federal Funds Emergency Act, which would allow legislators to access the state's rainy day fund should key budgeted federal monies be unavailable through the Trump-Musk actions. At a Tuesday, March 4th press conference, In a state capitol meeting room, State Assembly member Angelina Cruz, who is also the president of the teachers' union, Racine Educators United, described the situation and the proposed bill.
This legislation, the Frozen Federal Funds Emergency Act, is an effort to address the direct attack on our system of checks and balances by the President of the United States. We're calling on our colleagues to use the state's $1.9 billion rainy day fund to confront these pressing challenges head on. To be clear, this bill is not a comprehensive solution. It's intended to provide emergency humanitarian relief in the event that it is needed to Wisconsin's residents and the organizations that serve them. Local governments, public schools from pre-K to our university system, farmers, just to name a few.
State Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee says that it's impossible to know right now just how much the state's $28 billion federal funding in the current budget will be affected.
We are all standing on a trapdoor that we just discovered was a trapdoor, and we're finding out on a daily basis at the whim of a billionaire and his buddies who are running rampant through different departments and unplugging things and breaking things, we're finding out what dollars are going to end up being due. I hope the dollar amount would be zero. Yeah. To be clear, the dollar amount should be zero, but this is a must-made creation that we are trying to deal with, and we are just trying to fill in the gap. So it could be anywhere from zero to $28 billion. And unfortunately, we're all stuck in the worst game show possible trying to guess what that is.
Barrett Elward, a research engineer at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the president of the United Faculty and Academic Staff, or UFAS, described how UW research could be permanently damaged by the sudden ending of expected funds.
Our university alone is slated to lose. I mean, right now there's at least $100 million hole in UW-Madison's budget. Funding to entire labs has been cut. Future scientists' careers are being cut short or not even allowed to start at all. I have colleagues that are leaving this country with this brain drain. The effects will carry on for decades if this damage is not undone.
But Elward went beyond criticism of the Trump-Musk constitutional assault and said that workers must oppose the bipartisan agenda that allows capitalists to do whatever they want.
We need to make no mistake that this is a capitalist looting of what's left of the American state. And it's largely been successful because they've been pushing on an open door. This is a battle of rich versus poor, and the rich are taking, they're taking it all, right? Both parties really have abandoned poor people. They've abandoned our trans brothers and sisters. They've abandoned Palestinian brothers and sisters. They've abandoned everyone, okay? Except for their capitalist donors. I want to thank the reps for this measure. Okay, this is a start. This is a start. The state has $4 billion. We can cover these funds. We can make this up. We can make the people of Wisconsin whole. And if you are a worker, which probably most of you are, please join your union, join our fight. Solidarity forever. Free Palestine. Thank you.
There was Barrett Elward of UFAS speaking Tuesday in support of the proposed Frozen Federal Funds Emergency Act. For Labor Radio, I'm Greg Jaboski.
Next, a healthcare worker and member of the SEIU Wisconsin tells how the community can help in its fight for fair wages.
Some Wisconsin healthcare workers are asking for community support in an action this Monday. Lisa Lessard is a certified nursing assistant, a CNA, working the third shift at Columbus Health and Rehab in Columbus, Wisconsin, owned by Mission Health. Lessard is a member of SEIU Wisconsin, which is in contract talks with Mission Health. Lessard described the current status of talks.
We are currently negotiating a contract with Mission Health. We are currently asking for a 6% wage increase for our members. However, Mission's only wants to offer us 2% for a year. The reason we are asking for a 6% wage increase is to keep and retain and attract new employees. We have had a high turnover rate at Columbus Health and Rehab.
Lessard talked about the current wage conditions where she works and the effect, or lack of effect, of a proposed 2% wage increase.
Well, our current starting wage at Columbus Health and Rehab for a brand new CNE is $20.50 an hour. A 6% increase would put more money into people's pockets as well. 2% on $20 an hour, I believe, is 40 cents, and that is just not going to cut it. It's not even going to keep up with inflation. I mean, within the last 4 years, inflation has grown significantly, and a 2% wage increase is nothing. 6% gives us a little bit more leeway to put money in pockets of our employees and also bring in new talent, because there are other companies in the area that are hiring at a higher wage than $20.50 an hour.
Lessard says she is very pleased with the co-workers, but worries that the team can't be maintained under the conditions proposed by Mission Hill Management.
At Columbus Health and Rehab, we do have a great team of CNAs, nurses, housekeepers, kitchen. I mean, the staff is wonderful. They provide very high quality care and a very loving and compassionate atmosphere for our residents. But with the current setup, there has been a high employee turnover rate. I had a good friend of mine that had applied last year, and she was working there for a year. She started out in housekeeping. We took the state test to be a CNA and started to work on the floor. A starting pay of $20.50 an hour was not adequate enough for her, especially with the demands in healthcare.
Lessard asked for help from union members in the community in an action plan for this Monday, March 10th.
So we are asking for the community on March 10th to call Missions Health. We're looking to ask for the community to meet our demands for higher pay. And we're asking for them to call Tina Thompson. She is the Vice President of Operations at Missions Health. And the number that community members can get a hold of her at is 612-240-7432.
That was Lisa Lessard of SEIU Wisconsin, a CNA at Columbus Health and Rehab. SEIU Wisconsin is asking community supporters to call the management there during business hours this Monday, March 10th, and to tell them a proposed 2% wage increase is not enough. The union is asking for at least 6%. More information on the call in action will be available Monday morning on Facebook and other social media of SEIU Wisconsin and at its website at SEIUWisconsin.org. For Labor Radio, I'm Greg Jaboski.
Madison will celebrate International Women's Day on Saturday, March 8th from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the State Street entrance to the Capitol. It will be an indigenous and women-led event embracing the United Nations theme for this year's Women's Day, rights, equality, and empowerment.
How's this pledge drive thing going?
We've had some very generous donors, but we could use a few more.
That's right. Things have slowed down a little bit. You have about 2.5 minutes now to pledge to Labor Radio this afternoon.
Michelle and Marina are awaiting your call.
It's true. We can't deny that.
Thanks to all the donors from last week and this week.
And that call, of course, is at 608-256-2001. I'm sure you've heard that number before once or twice, but it is your chance to call and make a generous pledge of any amount to support news from a worker's perspective here on WRT. Not your, you know, the rest of the news that you hear elsewhere on your radio dial. That's the boss's news.
Right. So, and if you're a worker, or if you were a worker or know a worker, this is your time to call in and pledge.
And if you don't know a worker, I don't know why you're listening.
You'll feel much better about yourself and WRT if you donate.
You, of course, also can pledge online, WRTFM.org.
256-2001, extension 1.
That's right. Marina and Michelle, as we mentioned, eagerly awaiting your phone call. We'd like to thank everybody who has pledged today. Let's see, we've got Dee, we've got Dolores,
David.
We've got David, all the D's right
Keith.
There. Keith and
Amy.
And Amy, who
Way
have all
go.
Given generous pledges on the show. You can join those people and pledge. We have about 1 more minute remaining. We do want to do a quick thank you to the Labor Radio Collective, Greg Jaboski, Janine Ramsey, Carol Weidel, Sean Hagerup, Bryant Novinska-Lois, Carlos Davalos, Assistant Robin G, Damage Control Specialist, Joanne Powers. Hey, that's me. Special thanks to Keith Steffen, our reader coordinator, and to all of our readers and the members of IBEW Local 2304, the WRT Staff Collective, and of course our readers today, Will Rogerberg and Susie Tutone. Thank you very much. And which one of you wants to read the other part? I just need to find the end of it.
We'd also like to thank in memoriam, Frank Emsbach and Ellen LaLuzerne. Those are our founders and the people who made this radio station possible. I'm Janine Ramsey. We would also like to thank all of the generous contributors to Labor Radio and WORT. Please stay tuned for the Blues Cruise with Dave Watts and the Professor Bill Clark.
That's right. It's your last chance, 608-256-2001, to make a generous pledge to Labor Radio or go online, wrtfm.org. Make a pledge of any amount. Pledge early. Pledge often.
And please donate to other shows if you haven't donated to this one.
If you must.
You're listening to WORT 89.9 FM, Madison.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Kath, do you know what is happening on March 10th on the Access Hour?
No, what's happening?
Okay, I don't know if I told you, but we are hosting the Access Hour on WORT.
We? Meaning you and me?
Yeah, you and me and the New Horizons Swing Band.
Well, what are we going to play?
Some big band tunes that we'll be performing for our swing band dance coming up on April 10th at the Goodman Center.
Mark, have you been in a WORT studio before? It's not that big.
Kathy, it will be fine. How hard could it be to squeeze 35 people into the WORT studio?
Okay, well, when is this happening again?
Monday, March 10th at 7 p.m. for the Access Hour.
Okay, that actually sounds like fun. We